Over these days, we've been offering guidance in the mornings about practicing with our experience, encouraging a connection with the breath as a stabilization for mindfulness. Connection with the body. Yesterday, Gil pointed to this stabilizing with the breath, and yet if something became strong in the body, and that experience pulling the attention, feeling a little bit of attention to try to stay with the breath, that you can let go of the breath and just attend to that experience and that way of sensing the experience. And then as that fades or becomes less predominant, returning to the breath. Today we'll include a discussion of opening to mind states as well as what happens in the body. So much of what happens in our experience is informed by, shaped by what's going on in our minds. Mind states are, well, they're a broad range of experience. They can include both wholesome and unwholesome states of mind. They can include what we would normally call something like emotion, unwholesome states of emotion or unskillful, unhelpful states of emotion like anger, frustration, fear, irritation, greed, clinging, craving, and wholesome emotions. What we might call emotions like joy, love, gratitude, compassion. Mind states also includes things we might not think of as emotion so much, but are states of mind like boredom, sleepiness, restlessness, confusion, spaciness, pride, or on the wholesome side, states like concentration, faith, peace, ease, calm. Mind states can be clear at times, where it's very clear we know frustration is happening or joy is happening. Or at times, mind states can be a little more vague, diffuse. Subtle. And there's a wide range. And so we'll settle in together, and during the meditation, I'll offer a little bit of suggestion on opening to and exploring states of mind. Connecting with how you are in this moment. Kind of taking in your experience right now, right here. Maybe there's ease, or maybe there's a little bit of energy, or maybe some agitation. Just kind of taking in the whole of how you are in the moment. No judgment, just it's like this right now. And in that kind of checking in to how you are, you might also remember the value of relaxation. Opening to relaxing the body as much as is available. You know, there may be areas of tension that can be consciously released or relaxed. Being aware of the experience of the body and what it feels like to have tension and what it might feel like for that tension to release. And then sometimes I find it useful after kind of checking in and consciously relaxing the body to drop in an invitation, not to try to do relaxation, but to invite relaxation. And see what happens in the body and mind. May the body relax. Just dropping that invitation into your system and see how your system responds. May the body relax. May the mind relax. Again, not trying to do it, just dropping in that as an invitation. Turning the attention to receiving now the breath. Opening to, attuning to the experience of breathing. Just curious about how the breath expresses itself. Where is it easy or comfortable to feel the experience of breathing? Sensing. Feeling. Feeling the breath in the body. There will be times as we sit with our bodies and minds that something arises that pulls the attention. It may be a body sensation or a sound. And if that happens, you can allow that capacity to sense the experience, to meet that. The texture, the feeling of a body sensation. A vibration, a hardness, a pulsing, a tingling. Or the quality of a sound touching the ear. Or it might be that a mood or an emotion is strong, perhaps first noticed by a pattern of thinking, a pull to thinking. Often with thinking, there can be, especially if the thinking feels strong or riveting, there's often an emotion related to it. And so if the attention is pulled by a strong thought, you might check in. What emotion is here? Opening to feeling the experience of an emotion. There's the quality of an emotional state in the mind. A sense perhaps of receding or reaching towards. And there's also an expression of emotion often in the body. And that's a great place to connect when there's an emotion happening. How is it feeling? What is the whole feeling of the body with that emotion? In this moment, you may not be experiencing a particularly strong emotion or mind state or mood, but there's something going on in the mind right now. And so we'll just take a moment to explore. So how is the mood or tone of the mind in this moment? It may be relaxed, at ease, or it might be irritated, anxious, or confused. Whatever the quality of the mind is, just kind of notice that. We might think of it almost as an attitude or a filter or a flavor of the mind. What's the quality of the mind? And I find it really helpful not to try to turn around and look at the mind here, to kind of relax and settle back, very receptive, almost just with a curiosity, how is the mind right now? See what is showing. So receiving, relaxing and receiving, how is the mind in this moment? And then opening to kind of the whole experience, perhaps as that emotion or mood or flavor of mind affects the body. Again, a relaxation, a receiving, not a trying to figure it out. Much more a availability to receive. With emotions and moods, there can be very specific sensations. For instance, with an emotion like fear, there can be some tension or tightness in the throat or stomach. Very clear physical sensations. Other states of mind, like anxiety, for instance, can be more diffuse, kind of a broader felt sense, more wispy or rapidly changing experience. A state like sleepiness also can be experienced as very diffuse. Mindfulness can know diffuse experience, broad, subtle, wispy experience, just as it can know very precise experience. This open, relaxed, receptive mind. We don't have to prefer one or the other of broad, diffuse, or precise. But this receptive mind can know, be aware. Of how experience is unfolding. And so a relaxation and a receiving. With whatever mood or mind state is in the mind and how it affects the body. And at this point, letting go of a particular exploration around the mind, what's happening in the mind, and reconnecting with the breath, receiving the breath. And as you continue practice, if something pulls at the attention, making it challenging to meet the experience of breathing with ease, whether that's body sensation or mind state, allowing the sensitivity of mindfulness to connect with that experience, whatever is predominant in your experience. And then if nothing is particularly pulling at the attention, just reconnecting gently, receiving the breath. in opening to the experience of mind states, emotions, moods, qualities of mind. It's helpful to, if you can know what they are, you know, to recognize them, even use the noting to name or recognize this is what's happening. Fear. And letting that noting support the mind to really connect with the experience. That kind of sensitivity of meeting the quality of what is the experience of that fear or joy or delight or confusion or irritation or the host of qualities that happen in the mind. It's a recognition, an important piece. And just as we've been exploring in general with all of our experience, an allowing attitude, not judging it for being here. It's nature. It's happening because of conditions, whether wholesome or unwholesome. It's what's arising. And so opening to that which is arising with an attitude of allowing, ease, receptivity. And then some curiosity. What does it feel like? This sensitivity Gil was pointing to in body sensations. We can have that same curiosity around mind states. There's some kind of places to be curious about, and in particular, I think an important one is, how does it make the body feel? So touching into, there's this quality in the mind, and how is the body with that? And what is a physical manifestation of that emotion in the body? And as I said in the guided meditation, sometimes there's some very specific experiences connected with emotions. For me, anger feels like a rising pressure and heat in the body. Fear has a lot of vibratory energy, but some constriction in the throat, in the stomach. And then there are states of mind that are much, that their impact on the body is more diffuse. Kind of a quality of, that it impacts the body, the feeling of the experience in almost a vague way. Not so clear to what the feeling actually is. And here it can be useful not to like look at specific areas of the body, but have more of a question or a sense of, how does the whole thing feel? How does the whole body feel? What is this experience of body-mind together? Very broad, receptive experience. So our mindfulness has this capacity to be very focused and take in specific, precise experience, like pressure of fingers touching each other, or contact points of our body, or a sensation in our abdomen, or a dryness in the mouth. We can know those kind of with some, the attention can kind of narrow down and know those experiences pretty clearly. And that, I think, is a kind of attention that we're more familiar with in our lives. What we've been, kind of attention we've been raised to value, I think. And mindfulness, our attention also has this capacity, kind of like a camera. It can be in the macro mode, zooming in, or it can be in the wide panoramic mode. So an example of ways this, you'll maybe be familiar with this. If you go out and it's raining outside, you may feel drops of water on the skin. And those are very precise. You know it's raining because of the sensation of the water hitting your skin. And that's that precise experience. There are other experiences around moisture. Like if we go out into the day, we'll know something about the humidity. If it's really humid outside, we know that, but we don't know it because of a particular point on the skin. It's a much broader experience. There's a lot of information that's coming together to create humidity, the experience of humidity. Another example in the realm of seeing on a dark night sky. When the moon is not out, we can go out and kind of identify various stars in the sky, that precise noticing that star, and there's Orion's belt. We can see, you know, all the stars individually. Or we can relax and take in the Milky Way, kind of the vast spread of that. So this capacity to have a broad, receptive taking in of a diffuse experience is also possible with the kind of inner feeling in the body and the quality of the mind. A lot of our mind states have this more diffuse quality, and I think this might be why it's hard at times to really connect with them. A state like sleepiness, for instance, or daydreaming, that's a great one too. Explore this quality with a mind that's kind of drifting with imagery, daydreams, hypnagogic state, kind of. We're often not really asleep, but the mind is not really present because it's caught by the imagery or the quality of the mind there. But that quality of mind can be known. And so this can be something fun to explore around mind states. If you notice that you're daydreaming, before you go immediately back to the breath, can you take in the quality of the mind? It can feel very vague, soft, fuzzy, cloudy almost, very diffuse, that quality of mind. Also can feel quite pleasant. And the impact on the body, also often quite relaxed. So you can explore this quality of mind, of this awareness that's diffuse. And it, you know, can be it can take some time to get familiar with this kind of meeting of experience. And so you may drift off, and that's okay if you drift off. Just come back and reconnect with the breath, remind yourself about mindfulness, and then keep exploring. Mm-hmm.